Bibles to the book of John chapter 17. Excuse me. And good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It is good for me to be here.
Me too.
And then we'll lay it all on Ralph to make good on that statement. John chapter 17, and I just want to read the first five verses. Beginning in verse 1, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I like that. I like that old chapter. And the ones before it and the ones after it too. It is. These are the words of Jesus Christ. His words. And he starts it off saying, the hour is come. Now, for a few times before this, he kept saying, mine hour has not yet come. But now it has. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may also glorify thee. And you know what? He was glorified. Because whatever Christ asked, whatever Christ prayed, happened. Because Jesus Christ, perfect man, perfect God in this world, anything he asked of the Father was in the will of God, was in the purpose of God, and was in the plan of God. No matter what anyone else says. But then he continued on and said, as thou hast given him, meaning himself, the Son, power over all flesh. Jesus Christ already had power over all flesh. While he was walking on this earth, while he was preaching to the crowds, while he was teaching his disciples, while he was speaking in parables, so that some might not understand, he had power over all flesh. What did he do with this power? That he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. The power of Jesus Christ saves. The power of Jesus Christ gives eternal life, because eternal life is a gift from God. From Christ. That old Baptist scripture, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. It always has been. It always will be. And Christ has the power over all flesh to give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. That's it. Yeah. Past tense. You can look it up in the other versions. You can look it up in the Greek. Those that were given to Christ had already been given. And Jesus Christ had the power to give eternal life to exactly as many as he wanted to. As many. And this is life eternal. Eternal life is not going to heaven. Eternal life might entail going to heaven. Eternal life is to know the true and living God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. Now, I've been in different places and I've heard different people talk. And Walter and I were in one place where they did preach the tribulation, and they preached it as a scare tactic to get somebody to make a decision for Jesus. That's what they did. I mean, they made no bones about it. Eternal life is to know God. Eternal life is to know Christ. That's what I want. That's what I crave. That's what I desire. That's what I believe Christ has given me. That I know God and I know him, Jesus Christ, whom the Father has sent. Before this, back in, I think it's John chapter 5, he says, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. This is a repetition. He gives eternal life to as many as the Father gave him. I like repetition. I like repetition because then I got a chance to remember it. I can forget just about anything. I'm good at that. And matter of fact, the older I get, the better I am. It's the truth. My wife keeps mentioning things called senior moments, and I say, I don't remember that. But it's true. But by his grace, I'll never forget him. By his gift of eternal life, I'll never forget him. Verse 5 says, and now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world began. Now, if there's any questions about where was Jesus Christ before the world began, he was with the Father. And he was already glorified then. And he's glorified again here in our first verse of this chapter. Glorify me with the glory I had before the world began. And he was, and he is, and he's right now sitting at the right hand of the Father, expecting that his enemies be made his footstool. And they will. And they are. And they ever will be. This is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The thing about that is, if you listen to the radio, if you listen to the television, if you listen to some people, that'll stand behind the pulpit, you kind of wonder if they know God. You kind of wonder if they know Christ. Because they don't know his work. They don't speak of his work as being finished. He told the Father, I finished the work he gave me to do. When he died on that cross, he said, it is finished. And he meant, it is finished. He came to save his people from their sins. And he did. And he's got power over all flesh to give eternal life to as many as the Father has given him. And he does. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this place and this time. Most of all, we're thankful for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has saved his people from their sins and is revealing that to them whenever and wherever he wills. Thank you, Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.